at all, I need to go downstage again. Okay, 如果有人可以帮我转一下我的 PowerPoint, yeah. 啊，今天呢，想跟大家分享的主题是什么？
财神道。
财神道。Okay. Today's title is The God of Prosperity is Coming to Town. The reason I translate the title into the English is God of Prosperity is Coming to Town because of the Christmas song.The Santa Claus is coming to town. So normally we say, you better watch out. You better not cry. Santa Claus is coming to town. That is the Christmas song we always sing to the children during Christmas time. 那通常圣诞节的时候我们会唱一首歌，圣诞老人来了，所以你必须要非常注意了。所以今天我们要来讲财神到。财神真的到了吗？常常到在我们家门口。Do you welcome God's prosperity into your home? 你有没有欢迎财神来到你家里？欢迎，对不对？那上个星期呢 ，Sister 慧敏呢就跟我说：“啊，你这个题目哈，我就开始想圣经里面从启示录哦，从创世纪什么时候讲到发财，是发到启示录啊？”然后说 ，Okay, so 慧敏 share with me, oh, what kind of message in the Bible talking about?Prosperity, how we can get prosper, big gain, get the huge gain from the beginning of the Bible to the end. Now, the Bible is very realistic. 圣经是非常的实在的。Normally, we talk about a spiritual thing from this book, the Bible, right? But actually, if you can observe what Jesus taught in his life, most of the time, he taught aboutprosperity, possession, and money. 如果你发现的话，我们通常从这本圣经里面都是讲一些比较属灵的，很少讲到钱的事情。但是如果你仔细看圣经里面许多故事，尤其是耶稣的生平当中，他很多都讲到什么？讲到这个钱，讲到什么？这个财产，讲到这个产业，讲到财务。If you look at the Bible in Jesus' life.All this parable and story of the encounters in Jesus' life, most of the time, more than 50% talking about money and possession. The Sermon on the Mount, it talks about 20% of Sermon on the Mount talking about what? Talking about money and possession. And then cleansing the temple, the wealthy man, the beggar Lazarus, the collector Zacchaeus, a woman anointing Jesus with expensive perfume, paying tax to Caesar,The young wealthy man, the prodigal son, the parable of the kingdom of God, the widow offering, the Pharisee Korban. So all this parable and real story in this Bible during Jesus' lifetime all talk about money and possession. 所以你会看到在圣经里面耶稣登山宝训洁净圣殿财主与拉撒路瑞利沙该愿香膏膏耶稣女人纳税给该撒少年财主浪子比喻天国的比喻就是这样说，像买珍珠一样，看到宝贵的就把它藏起来。还有寡妇的奉献和法利赛的割耳板。All this talking about what? Offering, possession, money, and material a blessing. 这些所有都讲到关于钱、财产、产业，还有这些奉献。So the book, this book talks about money and possession. That's why today's title is God's Prosperity is Coming to Town.You want to get prosper? Read the word. Read the book. So then you can get what? God's purpose is coming to your home. Is that right? Okay. Now, 现在我们来看主耶稣讲了一个比喻。在这个比喻的时候有一群人叫耶稣说帮他们分家产。In this parable, before Jesus told this parable, two people came to Jesus and said, help us to how to distribute our family inheritance.And Jesus told this parable. 所以在那个时候两个人呢要求耶稣说帮他们分家产。然后耶稣呢就说了这样子一个比喻。耶稣说有一个财主田产丰盛。自己心里想说我的出产没有地方可以放。好吧我就把我的房子拆掉。然后呢我就可以建个大的。我就收藏一些粮食跟财物。In this parable, the ground of certain rich men produced a good crop.But he couldn't find a better place to store all these crops. So he, what? He tear down his own barns and build a bigger one and store all my grain and my goods. For what? So that the plenty of good things lay out for many years, I can enjoy life easy, drink and merry. Is that good? This is our retired life, right? So, but what's the conclusion of this parable? Jesus said, anyone who store up things for what? The key word here is what? Anyone who store up things for himself, but is not rich toward God. That is a key word. For whom? You store up your things. For himself? Or for someone else? For my grandchildren. For my children. So we have a different motive when we store up our good. But Jesus said here, anyone who store up things for himself is not rich toward God. That is the bottom line. That is the conclusion. 所以耶稣在这里呢, 讲到说, 这个人建这么大的仓房来做什么呢? 就是要做嘛, 做多年的费用, 可以安安逸的喜乐, 这就是所谓的什么? 所谓的退休之后呢, 可以安安乐乐的享受一切所有的。 那主耶稣在这里的结论是什么? 防卫自己积财的,在神面前却不富足,也是这样。 重点在哪里? 你可以积财, 但是是为什么? 为自己积财, 神看来并不是富足的, 那是这样。 那现在问一个问题, 我们都很喜欢累积很多东西, right? We like to store up many things. Do you like? How about your garage? Normally you do the garage sale, right? 你通常会有很多 garage sale, summer garage sale, because you store many things. 但是这些东西又不舍得丢, 丢了之后呢,也要有赚一点, 所以就 garage sale. I'm not blaming, I'm not judging, all this good. I just want to point out one thing, 我们的心都想要全东西,不想扔东西, so we have a lot of baggage in our life. 哎呀,这个锅子太好了啦, 这样子丢掉哦, 很浪费, 以后可以拿来种花, right? So sometimes you have a pot in your home, so I cannot just throw it away. Maybe I can use this one to plant a flower or what. So 我们希望能够节省, 这是很好的 virtue. This is very good virtue, 这是很好的品德啦. I'm not judging, but I just want to say we like to store our things. But the motive is, what is the motive to store our things? For good things or what? Or you want to enjoy yourself, only for yourself. Let me ask a question again. Who is the richest man in the history? Who was the richest man in the history? Solomon? Yeah? Yes. That is, but it's not, yeah? Who else? Bill Gates. Bill Gates is in the, okay, 20th or 21st century. Okay, in the past until now. Okay, legendary great. A lot of rich people in past from history. 所以世界上最有钱的人很多，有亚历山大，有所罗门，有那。但是我告诉你，世界上最有钱的人呢，就是什么？上帝所创造的第一个人。我们都出了一个问题，我们都喜欢贪婪。主耶稣，上帝所创造的第一个人是世界上最有钱的人，因为当时 神创造了这一切，那时候天上还没有降下雨来，听说降下没有降下雨来，但是有雾气，耶和华就死，是耶和华使各样的树从地里面长了出来，给悦人眼目，其他果子做好食物。 In the very, very beginning, now we go back to the story, very, very beginning, the richest man in the world, Adam, at that time, no rain on this earth, but God made all kinds of tree grow out of ground. The Lord God made all kinds of tree grow out of the ground. And then God blessed them. And then said, multiply, be fruitful, increase, fill the earth, and subdue it. I give you. See that? I give you. Just like your father, your parents, store out many things. What is the reason, motive? Give to your children. So here, the Father God prepared everything, the best of the world, the best of the world. I give you every seed bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree and has fruit with seed in it, they will be yours for good, for food.
就你看是要全赐给你作为你的食物。
什么都给你管理， 这是不是世界上最有钱的人？
Amen?
但是最有钱的人呢， 就在那个时候 发生了什么问题？ 就是coveting. So what's the problem at that moment? 就是贪恋。 所以中文这个字呢， 狼， 贪婪， now back to the Chinese word 贪婪， 两个木， 下面一个女， 后来有个女人呢， 就从一棵树上面呢， 摘了一个果子。 So if you back to Chinese word 贪婪的蓝， 上面是一个木， 代表一个树， 下面一个女， 那个女孩子呢， 就 okay, in Chinese word there's a tree, two tree on the top, and then the woman on the bottom, and that woman tried to grab the fruit from that tree. So that actually the symbol, not the symbol, it's a character in Chinese word, meaning covet, coveting.
神把一切都给你了，
God give you everything. But at that moment, three steps that the woman did, step by step, and then to get that fruit from that tree. You look at the verse here. When a woman saw the fruit of the tree, good for food, pleasing to the eye, for gaining wisdom. Three steps here.
所以你在看中文的时候呢， 是因为贪婪的问题， 所有世界的都给你了， 世界上最有钱的还不满足。
就在那个时候， 我把它翻作成是， 当女人看见那树上果子，好吃好看，又使人有智慧。其实，在原文当中翻译的时候，应该是好吃好看，又叫人有智慧。这三样东西，你今天去 Costco 的时候，是不是要找好吃的、好看的，而且呢，你很有智慧的买东西。OK， 这已经是在圣经里面讲有了。 So when you go to Costco, you want to find something that's pleasing to your eye, that's good for food. Okay, so you use the wisdom. You try to pick which one you like.
全世界这么多东西给他们，
就是选择一个上帝不要他们选择的。 We all know this story very well. So we are full family with this story. Everything is given to you, but only one thing you cannot touch. You cannot eat. But I just want to eat the one you don't want me to eat. So what?
所以我们呢， 问题就在于贪婪。 能发财吗？
结果你想发财， 结果什么都没有。 That is the philosophy here. That is the biblical principle here.
你想发财， 结果什么都没有。
You want to get prosper, but at the end, nothing left. So today's message is part one. If you want to listen what's the ending of the story today, you need to come next week. Because I'm going to talk about part two, okay? Okay, let's see. The people of Israel. The whole Bible, especially in the Old Testament, is a story of coveting.
如果你注意的话， 从旧约圣经当中， 整个以色列历史， 就是一个贪婪的历史， 贪心的历史。 你说怎么看呢？ 从他们的先，他们第一个亚当都是一个贪心历史，但是神很有怜悯，神选召了亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各跟这个约瑟这四个人，在我们生命当中却活出不一样的生命。
But if you look closely, the ancestor of the people of Israel, the ancestor, the patriarch, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, if you look closely on these four people's life in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, you'll find that these four people have a very special character. They know how to manage money and possession given by God.
而这四个人呢， 知道如何的使用上帝所赐予他们的钱财。
其实除了亚当之外， 还有一个很富有的人， 叫做亚伯拉罕， 还有一个叫约伯。 That is the people living 2,000 years before Jesus came to this earth.
差不多2,000多年前那个时代， 也是主耶稣，就是主前2,000年时代的时候， 圣经上面主记载两个很重要的富有人呢， 除了亚当之外呢， 就是这个约伯跟亚伯拉罕。 亚伯拉罕住在米索伯大米，是非常有钱的，非常非常许多家里很多佣人的。
If you look in the Bible story, when Abraham lived in the land of Mesopotamia, he has a lot of servants. So from at least 360 servants in his home. So you can see that Abraham is a very, very rich man. He's very well established in the land of Mesopotamia. But God called him out of the land of Mesopotamia, that wealthy land, that good land.
但是神却把亚伯兰从那一个地非常富有的很好的 well established 把他招了出来，去哪里呢？不知道去哪里。如果说你今天叫你离开美国去到 Papua New Guinea， 你要吗？不要。为什么？ OK， 如果神说离开这里什么都不告诉你要去哪里，你要去吗？你也不敢去，只有我敢去。没有了，开玩笑。OK, just kidding. 所以说 ，see,
but then you see the Abraham, he's willing what to go. This is a faith in Abraham. Left all the possess. No, 不是所有的 possess. He left his homeland. It's a good land. It's a very wealthy land. Went to where? At the end, is the land of Canaan. Land of Canaan at that time is not the land of milk of honey. 在那个时候还不是流奶与蜜之地的。At that time, the land of Canaan is a very desolate, dry land, and filled with a lot of inhabitants, the very pagan culture.
是充满许多异教文化，而且是一个充满什么非常干旱的一块土地。但是亚伯兰就去了。OK, 好。现在请注意，在亚伯兰生命当中有三件事情。第一件，亚伯兰欺骗。
One thing in Abraham's life, he cheat. He cheat that this is my sister, it's not my wife, right? When he encounter famine in the land of Canaan, so he went down to Egypt. Remember the story? And when he went down to Egypt,and he cheated to the Pharaoh that this is my sister, this is not my wife. And then, at the end of the story, you will see, Pharaoh discovered this is not his sister, this is his wife. And the Pharaoh did what? Pharaoh treat Abraham well for his sake. And Abraham acquired sheep and cattle, male and female donkey, male servant and camels.
Why I mention this story? God made Pharaoh treat Abraham well with a lot of possession. Okay? Remember this story. And then, in the life of Abraham, Abraham heard, fought together with what? With Lot heard. 后来亚伯拉罕的牧人跟这个罗德的牧人之间相争，在这次相争的时候，亚伯拉罕呢就让罗德去选你要选的地，一个老人家让一个年轻人去选你要的地，所以这叫礼让精神，是老人让少年人。
So in this story, Abraham let the Lot go and choose the piece of land, the best land that he wants. This is an old man.Try to give away his right to the young man to choose the best land he wants. This is very good character. But God promised at the end, even in this kind of a fighting, you will see the good character in Abraham.
就在这样的相争过程当中，你看到上帝在亚伯兰身上的吗？这样子一个好好的品德，他愿意去礼让，让这个罗德去选择最好的平原。结果神大大的祝福他，耶和华大大的赐福给我主人，这是他仆人所说的一句话，也就是亚伯拉罕使他昌大，又使给了羊群、牛群、金银、仆婢、骆驼跟驴。所以他一生当中，亚伯拉罕遇到了饥荒，他也欺骗，他也遇到了相争，但神赐福于他。记得这四个细节 ：In Abraham's life, he cheat. Abraham, he encountered famine. And he also have the fighting, the conflict between Lot and Abraham. There's a conflict situation in his life. But God prospered him. Four, okay, remember this. If you look closely on the second character in the book of Genesis, that is Jacob, Isaac. 如果你现在看雅各的生平当中，也同样发生了四个情节。雅各有没有遇到饥荒？也有遇到饥荒，他就下到埃及去，但是神叫他不要下埃及，他就去到基拉尔。当他去到基拉尔的时候，有很多人有很多井，对不对？建了一个井，人家又拿一块井，结果他愿意的嘛，放弃这个井。所以你发现他有遇到饥荒，有没有相争的事情？有。谁跟谁相争？基拉尔的牧人与以撒的牧人相争。So you see in the story of Isaac, the same four scenario in Isaac's life. The first thing, he also encountered famine, and God, he wants to go down to Egypt again, but God said no. And then Isaac went down to Gilar, went down to Jer, and then he encountered another conflict there. And when he encountered the conflict, they have a conflict. Who is the owner? Who will own the well? And he gave away the well to the other side. You see the good character in Isaac. So you will see the same characteristics in Isaac's life. 结果是如何？结果是以撒呢也做了同样的事情，也在骗这个不是我的妻子，这是我的妹子。The same thing. When he went down to the Jew, he encountered another king. And this king is Abimelech. Abimelech wanted to get his wife. And he cheated. He said, this is not my wife, this is my sister. And finally, Abimelech also discovered this is not his wife. And then he gave. And this king Abimelech gave a lot of things to Isaac. You see that kind of life pattern. Abraham and Isaac. Same thing in Jacob. 如果你在看 Jacob 的生命当中的时候 in Jacob's life, when Jacob cheated his father for the blessing, and remember, he being cheated by Laban, his uncle, Laban. 所以你在雅各生命当中也同样发现这四件事情，他有吗？也是有欺骗的事情在当中，只是他不是欺骗他的妻子是女人啊，是他的妻子，他是另外一种的欺骗。But it's another kind of cheating. It's not cheating that his wife is a sister or wife. It's another kind of cheating. But you can see the same scenario happened in Jacob's life. Then also, you'll find that there's a conflict there. What kind of conflict in Jacob's life?Conflict between Jacob and who? Esau. And Jacob and Laban. 所以你会发现在雅各生命当中一样也是有相争。是谁跟谁争？先是以扫的相争。后来呢？是谁？跟拉班。然后在雅各的生命当中，他当他离开了他自己的家，去到拉班那里的时候，两手空空的。He's empty hand when he left his home,to his uncle's house. His hand is empty, nothing. But here he said that, when I cross this river, I have only my stuff. But now I have become two groups. God's prosper him. No matter, God's prosper him at the end. 所以说你会发现有欺骗，有最重要吗？雅各遇到了饥荒，也是遇到饥荒，也是遇到这个，也有欺骗事情，遇到饥荒事情，也有什么相争的事情。那在这所有事情当中的时候，上帝大大的赐福于他们，因为上帝就是要赐福于他们。而且雅各在这里很谦卑的说，因为神恩待我，使我充足。 For God has been gracious to me, I have all I need. 他说了一句话，I'm unworthy of all the kindness and faithfulness you have shown your servant. This is how Jacob prayed to God. 雅各在这里非常谦卑地说一句话，我根本不配得着这一切，乃是因为 亚伯拉罕的神，我父亲以撒的神，你向仆人所施的这些慈爱跟诚实，我一点也不配得。
So you see that this, and then finally is Joseph. Same thing, Joseph had cheating, famine, and also what? And also conflict. So you see these four important persons in the book of Genesis, they repeat the same pattern of life.
如果你仔细看这四个人在创世纪当中里面都有同样同样的背景，他们一样遇到饥荒，他们一样有欺骗的事情，他们一样的在这种环境中间的时候呢，他们愿意分给其他人， share 为其他人，神大大的赐福于他们。这是以色列人先祖的生命跟品格如何的来处理他们自己的财物，神所赐予一切。
You see that even though they cheat, cheating in their life, but God still prospered them. And you see all these four persons, they're willing to share. Abraham, Isaac, they give up their right. And Jacob, at the end, even he has a conflict with Esau, but at the end, he said in this verse, please accept the present that was brought to you, for God has been gracious to me, I have all I need.
即使在雅各的生命当中，到这个时段时候，你有看到他生命被改变过来的时候，他愿意什么？愿意把他东西呢送给人或分享。所以在这四个人生命当中的时候，他们呢都会把他们的权利放下，但是神大大的赐福于他们。
在约瑟的生命当中，他最终成为一个能够把很多东西赐给祝福其他的人。
So in Joseph's life at the end, Joseph opened the storehouses, not for himself, he's opened the storehouses to bless many people. God used Joseph. When Joseph left his home, he got nothing. But at the end, he's the one God used, raised up, opened the storehouse to bless many people.
所以你从雅各的生命当中，约瑟生命当中一样的同样的模式，他离开他家的时候两手空空的，什么都没有，但最后神把他请起来，最后他能够打开粮仓，祝福到许许多多人，是借着约瑟的手所做成的这件事情。约瑟生命当中也有被欺骗的事情，他也遇到了饥荒，这一些的东西都告诉我们几个很重要的原则。一切的财物都是上帝所赐予的，不是人应得的。一切钱财都是属于神的，不是人独享的。以敬畏神的心管理钱财物质，而不是贪婪的心。而在钱财物质上尊荣神的百姓，他们必无所缺。
So from this four patriarchs, we can see four biblical principles in the very, very beginning of this book. 就是 all money and possession are given by God, not that we deserve it.All money and possession belong to God, not that we own it. Steal the money and possession with a God-fearing heart, not that with a coveting heart. People who honor God through money and possession shall not be in want, even though in famine, but God still supplies them.
就算在饥荒当中的时候呢，神还是继续不断的供应他们。
Maybe until now, you'll say, this is the end of the sermon today?
也许你听到这里，啊，这今天的讲到就这样子了吗？
还没有，还有很多，所以 be patient.
还有，我们再来看这四个 principle 怎么样子在以色列的生命当中来执行。
So this is the people of Israel, the ancestor. They demonstrate these four biblical principles. How the people of Israel live out these four biblical principles when God called them out of Egypt, the land of Egypt.
我们来看一看。这些以色列先祖活出这样子的一个生命，那以色列人子民从埃及被拯救出来之后，他们是不是怎么样子学校他们祖先，是怎么样子来学校他们祖先呢？
How the people of Israel in the history they live out these four biblical principles from their patriarch,
从他们的先祖中间他们学习到什么吗？当时埃及人被法老严严的苦害，对不对？
At that time, the people of Pharaoh made their life bitter, oppressed them with forced labor. This is a kind of economy. 就是用压迫人的方式，压迫经济的方式，压榨人民的方式，这是不对的。你会发现法老处理他的财产是很错误的。 This is a very wrong way to manage possession money God given to Pharaoh, because he used oppression, he used forced labor, he made their life bitter. That is wrong in God's eye. God punish him. It's simple. That's very simple principle. 也不给他们草吃，啊，不要给他们草做砖，而且他们还要同样的数目交上来。No longer to supply the people with straw for making bread, but they still need to what? To build the houses, the storehouses for what? For Pharaoh. So you see here from the parable, Jesus said, want to store house for what? For himself. 所以你刚才的比喻当中说什么？耶稣说的比喻，他想要把建造更大的粮仓，为自己来积造更多的。法老在这里就做了这样的事情。Pharaoh want to build a bigger one.Bigger one, oppress the 百姓, oppress the people of Israel, the people of God, in order to get the gain, the big gain from them. That is oppression. That is wrong in God's eye. How? Remember, this is a Pharaoh character. 我们来看 Pharaoh character 是这样子的。然后神没有亏待他这些百姓。神使百姓在离开埃及的时候拿到许多的金银财宝，他们真的是发大财了。 Even though they suffer in the land of Egypt for many 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 years, but at the end when God called his people of God out of Egypt, the land of Egypt, God really blessed them and prospered them. Because what? You go ask their neighbor for articles of silver and gold, and God has a favor on them. The Lord had made Egyptian Pharaoh deposed toward the peopleSo they gave them what they asked for, and they plundered the Egyptians. See that? At the end, God really blessed them and prospered them. They really, really, really 发财了。那就很多金银财宝就离开了。Okay, 好。When they left Egypt, what happened next? 他们离开埃及之后发生什么事情？就到了红海嘛。They came to the land of the Red Sea. 有钱没有命享受也不行嘛，对不对？ So you got a lot of money. Now you come to the Red Sea, and then the people, the Pharaoh army is coming towards you. So if you die, what for? You have all this money. So, 神救了他们。好，神就救了。God opened the Red Sea, and then they walk on the dry land.And then cross the Red Sea, and they get saved. 他们就过了红海，走过干地，结果他们就得救了。得救之后，圣经怎么记载？如果记得的话 ，What is the next part of this story? When they cross the Red Sea, 他们就开始怎么唱新歌 ？They sing song to God, sing praises to God. God, you're the miracle God. You're not only the God of prosperity, but you're God of miracles.你看见他经历了吗？上帝给我财宝，又救了我的生命，多好！有这样的神，真的是财神到啊。See that? And 摩西跟以色列人就向耶和华唱新歌，真的就是我的神，我要赞美他，是我父亲的神，我要遵从他，因为我今天得到好的东西了。Because I got a good thing from this God. He gave a lot of money. Wow. And also he saved my life.This is God of miracle, and this is my God. I will praise him. It's Father God, I will exalt him. Moses and the Israelite. Not only Moses and the Israelite, they sang this song to the Lord. And then Miriam also thanks tempering. Right? They're all very joyful. Joyful, 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 joyful to the world. Santa Claus is coming to town.Cause of prosperity is coming to town. Joy, 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 joy to the world. But just 3 days after, according to the Bible, 圣经上面怎么记载？就在唱完歌三天之后，以色列全会众就发了怨言：你带我出来，就叫我饿死吗？ Just 3 days in the Genesis, Exodus chapter 15, after they sang the song, the whole community grumbled. The whole community grumbled. Are you bringing us out of this desert to starve this entire assembly to death? Only 3 days. 主耶稣三天之后复活，这三天之后呢，就吵着说要饿死了。And then, God had mercy. Because he is a God of prosperity. Question mark. God gave them things to eat. But the seventh day, no, I will not rain down the bread from heaven on the seventh day. But all the other days, you go and pick up, you go and store out, you go to pick out the manna and give to you all the sixth day. But on the sixth day, you get two portions, so that on the seventh day, you rest. You don't have to come and to collect the manna. This is the rule from God. I supply everything to you, but just one thing. Don't need to go out on the seventh day. 结果呢，在这里呢，神说，非常好，因为神是非常祝福人的，他给他们满了。他说，你都可以每天去拿，只有到第六天的时候拿两倍，因为第七天我不会下玛纳给你。结果发生什么事情？他们第七天的时候还要出去拿，对不对？个人按照自己的放量去收啊，结果呢，也不许什么人留到早晨。你今天吃的，今天的忧虑一天当就够了，今天的吃完就够了，不要留到明天早上。而且呢，不要出去找。结果呢，他们做了什么事情？他们第二天还出去找，到第七天的时候，真的不下吗？出去找，他们还是出去找了。而且呢，有一些人呢，收的时候呢，收一天的分量还不够，多一点点，留一点点给明天早上，结果留到明天早上全部都臭掉了。You know this story. God gave the principle. Okay? So don't store until next morning. If you store the next morning, everything will be what? 臭掉了。Okay? Will be, how to say in English? Spoil. 就会 spoil. Right? But they don't listen. Okay. What's the principle here? Just enough. What you need, just enough. And then you need to share. Don't take too much. So I see the notice in the hallway there. When you get the food, don't take too much. Please be mindful of other people. Whenever I see this notice, I remember this story. Okay? So you need what? Just enough. You have to share. Share. Half of sharing. This is what the patriarch, the ancestor, they did. 所以你发现你掉的足够了，就像列祖一样呢，愿意去分享，而且什么不储存，因为你用的够了。还有嘛，你需要休息，第七天你就好好休息就好了。This is the principle. Find for here. 当然不要，因为什么？没有安全感。因为这个神还不够大，看过开过神机也给他们这么金字财宝还不够。你们来看这个视频，你说这只是发生在以前的事情，哎呀，我不会啦，我没有那么贪心啦，我还好啦。来，我们来看看小孩子怎么做。来，看，不会握啦。没有声音啊！哦，对了，刚才我忘记插了那个 speaker。所以我们发现 ，Okay, now then, we think that this is a story you long time ago. This about the people of Israel. It's nothing regard about me. Is that right? 好吗？哦。You want? You got an idea, right? What idea? Can you hear me? Sing it, huh? You sing it, very funny. I'm telling you. I think it should be that. 其实今天还是有些 video 啦，如果有声音上会比较好。
Yeah.
所以你看到他有了吗？对不对 ？He's already have. Not enough. 就把他抢过来。Is this you? When you're small? 你小时候会这样子吗？不会啊。好，你小时候不会，你长大之后会吗？对嘛，因为那个小孩子把我的抢，我先把我的抢去嘛，所以我要抢回来啊，对不对？不会 share. Don't want to share. No matter who owns the toys.Are you going to share? 好，这是小孩子的事情。那大人呢？我们来看一看。
这个品牌在美国我去过，买过东西，所以来看一看。
抢购那个优惠的东西吗？
好的，好的，小心一点。
要不要停靠？要不要排队？
为了一只烤鸡，大爷大妈抢破头，让一旁的外国人可是看傻了眼。
I've never seen anything so busy, and it's amazing to see. And it's people love the chicken here in China.
啊，大人会吗？我的脚不好啊，不用排队，所以有人帮我排队。So you see that? Okay, this.This happened maybe a year ago, 2 years ago, something, in Costco somewhere in the world. I'm not judging here. I just want to see what is his real motive? What is the inside of our heart? Honestly, what is the problem? What is the problem? Is the coveting the problem? It's a problem. So you see here, God provided them, and then they went to the Mount Sinai.神的确是供应了他们，他们不听话，算了，带他们去到西乃山，在西乃山上面的时候，就颁下了律法，而且在圣经上面记载很清楚的两次，他们怎么说？耶和华所吩咐的，我们都必遵行；耶和华所吩咐的，我们都必遵行，这是立约的凭据。So after that, regardless of what happened in the past.God brought them to Sinai, appeared to them, and made covenant with them. And they said twice in the Bible, everything the Lord has said, we will do. We will do. No, we will rock you. Okay, we will do everything the Lord has said, we will obey, or we will rob you. I don't know. But you see the history of Israel, what happened next?他们真的是遵行他们所做的什么？ Are they really obeying? 没有的。当摩西迟迟下山的时候，他们就开始说了一件事情：起来，为我做神像吧！因为那个摩西包到哪里去了？我的将来很担心，我的安全感没有了。Who is going to lead us throughout this desert into the land God promised to us?Because this Moses is gone. 因为摩西走了，我心中没有安全感，我心中忧虑，一天的忧虑一天当就够了。但是我心中非常 worry, 我知道怎么办。快快建一个神像吧，快来把我们建个财神爷吧。结果呢，财神爷真的出来了，真是金光闪闪的财神爷。那这个是得过奥斯卡奖项的电影 ,OK? 1950年代的电影。Now, this is Oscar video, Oscar award video, Ten Commandments, very old one.
And the people sinned a great sin, for they had made them a god of gold. And they bore him upon their shoulders and rejoiced, saying, This be our God, O Israel.
Are you mourners of Moses afraid to face the new god of gold?
They were as children who had lost their faith. They were perverse and crooked and rebellious against God. They did eat the bread of wickedness and drank the wine of violence. And they did evil in the eyes of the Lord. And the people cried, The graven image hath brought us joy. And they worshipped the golden calf and sacrificed unto it.
See that?Oh, golden calf. So this is golden calf. Do you recognize this golden calf? Actually, this is not gold one. This is a bronze calf. Wall Street? Who knows that? Who said that? Wow, Wall Street! Yay! Gong xi fa cai, cai shen dao. All this really...Speak to us. 这所有都告诉我们的心。难道我们不贪心吗？难道我们做基督徒不贪心吗？我说实在的，今天这些信息不只对我们自己讲，是对我们一生而讲的。This message is not for a second. This message is not for a second, but this message is for a lifetime, even including all Christian, because we all covered.我们心中都是贪恋的，包括我在内，只是我们有时候没有察觉到而已。那天百姓中被杀的又有3000，上帝是非常公义的，在那天当中，百姓当中被杀的又有3000，他自己的子民。当他们进到迦南地的时候，很。另外一件事情发生了，走过很多整个40年在旷野当中的故事我就不说了，你如果把这些故事都说的话，这就是一个贪婪的一个故事，一个又一个的发生。 If you look at closely all the story in the wilderness, all this story related to the what? Coveting. Want more, more and more. Wait, more chicken coming out, more chicken.Wait, just wait. And when they get into the land of Canaan, 也发生了第一件事情。When they get, 他们进到迦南地发生第一件事情是什么？就是耶利哥城倒塌了，也过了约旦河。你同样一样的模式 ,OK? 过去走过红海 ,OK? Now, cross Jordan, 现在是过约旦河，而且城墙倒塌了。过去是过红海，红海的水倒下来，他们贪婪了。这个时候过了约旦河，耶利哥城倒塌了，有一个人贪婪了。Same pattern, 你会发现同样的历史正在重演着。They cross the Jordan River, and they see the city of Jericho collapse, just like in the past when they cross the Red Sea, and the Red Sea.Back to the normal. They see the, all this miracle. But same thing happened when they get into the land of Canaan. One person out of the thousands of Israelites covered over the gold and silver that God said, you cannot take even one single gold and silver from them. 其中有一个人叫做亚刚 Agan, you look at the book of Joshua. God said,Silver and gold and articles of bronze and iron into the treasury of the house of the Lord. You cannot take. All this will be taken and put in the house of the Lord, of God. 但是贾米的儿子亚干取了当灭的物。Achan took some of them. How he did? He looked, covered, and took it. 你看圣经怎么记载？他看 I saw in the plunder of a beautiful road of Babylonia.200 shekels of silver and weight of gold, weighing 50 shekels. And then I covered it and Same thing in the Garden of Eden. 同样在伊甸所发生的，我看了，我爱上了他了，结果我就把他拿了。Same thing happened. So this is what? 这是先兆。This is all the symptoms, all the signs in the prehistory of Israel when they came into the land of Canaan. 当他们进入迦南地的时候，这些所有的世界只是个预兆而已。他们后来就沦落到什么？拜偶像的地步。结果他们拜了一个神，叫做巴利。巴利是不带来生产的啊，巴利是带不带来啊，应该是巴利不带。巴利是带来生产的 ，I'm put the wrong word。巴利是带来生产的，是避开饥荒的。在以色列这个饥荒地带当中，如果我能敬拜这位财神爷的话，他就能降雨，物质丰饶，是无可抗拒的诱惑。So when they came into the land of Canaan, this one god, this Baal, Baal is produce harvest and start the famine. And the land of Canaan was a piece of dry land where the people of Israel relied on for sustenance. I need to survive. I need to produce crops from the land. But this God Jehovah is not powerful enough. How about plus, in addition to this Jehovah God, I worship another one, the Baal.Because Baal, maybe, he will be the second God of what can bring us a good harvest. 可能除了上帝之外再加一位吧，除了敬拜耶和华之外再加一位财神爷吧，也不错嘛，这边拿不到这边也可以得到啊，哇，这真是太好了，两边都拿到了，这样子呢才能够使我衣食无忧。 Now look at this oneWhat did you say?
Okay. Well, what was involved in Baal worship? Tell us more about their practices.
Right. This group of deities were always connected with the idea of fertility. And it was extraordinarily gruesome in their practices. And one of the things, for instance, that they would do, whenever there was indeed a concern about their future prosperity, the ability to feed themselves, they would sometimes take their firstborn children, and in the worship of Baal,they would go forth and burn these children alive. And while these children were screaming in agony, these folks would engage in all kinds of sexual perverse acts during this time of worship. Just extraordinary.
Yeah, absolutely horrible. Well, how did God view Baal worship, and why was it so egregious?
Well, again, it goes back to this original meaning of the name Baal or Baal, owner. The question is, who's in charge? And God consistently prohibited the Israelites from engaging with people that indeed worship Baal or to involve themselves in this kind of worship.
结果你会发现在加密山上面的时候，以利亚对以色列百姓说了这样子一句话。你心慈两意要到几时呢？ So Elijah the prophet went up to the Mount Carmel and then called out to the people of Israel, God's people, how long will you waver between two opinions? How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him. But the people say nothingSay nothing. 如果你是神的话，耶和华是神的话，你就跟随他；如果巴利是神的话，你就跟随他。结果上帝的百姓竟然无言以答。如果你是做父亲或母亲的话，你养育你孩子到最后的时候，他没有任何的回应，你心中有多难过？百姓既然一言不答，我养育你，我爱护你这么久，到最终这个时刻你一言不答，你心慈两意到几时？ How long will you waver between two opinions? Same question. This is in the Bible. Does this happen now today? 同样的，这是在圣经里面所发生的。如果历史会重演的话，今天我们会不会重演同样的历史呢？
Okay. Well, do you think there are any elements of Baal worship in our society today?
Yes, of course there is. Mm-hmm. Think about it just for a moment. When we sacrifice our unborn children, in order to secure maybe financial prosperity or to be free or to have a better life. I think the number now in the United States is that since Roe versus Wade, more than 60 million children have been slaughtered. This is very much akin to what happened in Baal worship, at least in my mind.
Wow, wow. Well, in June, a temple of Baal is going to be recreated in Times Square, New York. Is that something to be concerned about? I mean, it concerns me.
I think it's something that we have to be extraordinarily concerned about. And again, this is a reconstruction of a temple from Palmyra in Syria that ISIS recently destroyed. And we have to stop for a moment and ask the question, why in the world would we honor such a gruesome practice?
That's true. So what is behind this? What's the reasoning behind constructing that temple in Times Square?
I think there are two things going on. I think there might be a larger sinister plan, but I think maybe perhaps this is a materialist reading of the world where people simply say this is culture, there's nothing sinister behind it, there is no God and there are no evil forces. But I think as Christians we have to stop for a moment and recognize once again what it is indeed that we are celebrating, that we say is important.
To me, I would think that the people behind this, building this temple, should be in fear of the judgment of God. Would you agree?
I think all of us in America need to be, maybe even around the world, just stop for a moment and ask the question whether God is indeed God. How in the world could God not judge us when we stand by in the slaughtering of innocent children, people in the womb? We are defined in a culture by how we treat the weakest. And who is the weakest among us? Those in the womb today. And I do believe that we have to stand for a moment and ask that deep question. Yes?
Wow, wow. Well, what message does this send, would you say? You talked a little bit about that. Elaborate more, this construction of a temple there in Times Square.
I think there are a number of things that we are saying. First and foremostly, I think that we are saying that certainly this practice was okay and it certainly was right. We also have to remember that Times Square is a contested space, right? It's a space where so much is going on, and for the most part, Christianity is being kept out of that space. And here we erect this temple in honor of a religion that has died out precisely because it was so gruesome, precisely because of everything that it stood for. And we are once again honoring this. And what we are saying indeed is that there is no God and that he is not interested.
Wow. Wow. Well, how should Christians respond, Dr. Becker?
I think there are a number of things that we need to do. I think first and foremost, we need to pray. We have to stop for a moment and ask for God's mercy. Secondly, I think we have to start to speak out against it. You know, you think about just again, New York City as a city that has experienced so much in recent years. Should this not be a time period that we should stand and be praying for the mercy of God and for the protection of the Lord?
Right. I'm reminded of Nineveh, you know, when God spared Nineveh after
yes.
Jonah went to them and issued a warning. You know, we can pray and ask for God's mercy, and he can definitely, if he chooses, show mercy in this situation too as well, and this can be stopped.
I believe it can still be stopped, and I think if many Christians would stand up and start to use the voice that God has given to them, this can't be stopped in time.
Okay. Dr. Corne Becker of Regent University, thanks so much for your time and insights.
And thanks, God. This project actually at the end canceled. Is they're not rebuilding this Baal temple in New York City, the Times Square, at the end in 2016. 不过感谢主的一件事情，这个计划最终没有实现。这是在2016年所发生的事情. Baal temple, everything it will have a golden calf, but going to have a Baal temple. Everything came to life. By God's mercy. In the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, God demolished the whole city. But God promised one thing: if I can find 10 righteous out of this city, I will not demolish the city. And today we're still alive. Today, a lot of cities in this world, I'm not saying only New York, still stand alive, not because how good those cities are. Just because in those cities, God still have what? His people. 我只能说，在世界上许多城市，如果上帝公义真临到的话，都需要被毁灭。但是有许多城市并没有立即毁灭，是因为在那城中有上帝自己权留的百姓，有上帝自己所权留的百姓。今天在结束的时候，上句话。
Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. Three verses I want to conclude today's sermon. 你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的强心，因为人的生命不在乎家道吩咐。这是第一句。第二句，以别神代替耶和华的，他的愁苦必加增。The second verse, the sorrow of those will increase who run after other gods. And the last verse, Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely, I have a delightful inheritance. 耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的，你为我持守。愿神量给我的地界是坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。我这一生活到四十多年，快五十年，在这地上，我从来没有一个产业，我没有足够的产业去买一辆车或一个房子。我现在所拥有的都是捐赠的，我没有一个产业。I have no inheritance in my whole entire life until now. I never have a single cent to buy a new car. I never bought a new car in my life, in my whole life. 我在我一生当中没有买过一辆新车，我也没有从来没有，因为我没有能力。I have no ability. But I want to say one thing. Lord, you are my portion. You are my cup. I stand here. I just said, 神养育我一直到如今。不缺肉，不缺穿，是神自己来供应。我只能用我的生命在这里说 ，God is my portion， 他是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的是他为我所持守，他所量给我的是我坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。虽然没有驾车，没有个房子，也不玩股票。但是他是我杯中份，他养活我直到今天。Is God's prosperity is coming to town? What kind of God's prosperity you would like to have? 那你要什么财神爷呢？是什么样财神爷在我们的心中做呢？ Listen to the second part of this message next week. Amen.